Hello, John Densmore.
Hey there.
Hey, it's Nick calling from the Sound. Look, it is a real pleasure to be able to talk to you today, mate.
Hi, Nick. So you're in New Zealand?
Yeah. Have you ever been here?
No, but my son, for his college graduation, was down there for 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. How long ago was that?
Oh, 5 years ago or so.
Oh, when it was good before COVID.
And I know that it's Serge Tankian, System of a Down, he's got a place down there.
Yeah, Anthony Kiedis had a place here for a while.
Oh, wow.
So this
gosh, Americanos exploiting New Zealand. Uh-oh.
I'd like to think that Anthony was a little more holistic with his approach down here.
Yeah. Anyway, so
the 50th anniversary of L.A. Woman from The Doors. This must have been a tough album to make.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Because we decided to produce it ourselves with Bruce Botnick, our longtime Doors engineer. And so we kind of were empowered by having more power. And we did it quick in a couple of weeks.
What sort of pressures were placed upon you? I know that got reading about how Paul Rothchild quit and left you guys to produce yourself, which was obviously the breakthrough you needed.
Yeah. I mean, at first we were disappointed, but he was kind of tired working with Jim, who was becoming an alcoholic. And he also didn't understand Riders on the Storm. He felt was just too jazzy or something. And, you know, it turned out to be one of our very most important compositions. So actually, Bruce, our engineer, he said, "You guys know how to make records. You can do this quick. Paul taught you, and now you can go."
When you said it sounded too jazzy, that was part of the magic of The Doors, is that you could really flow through music.
Yeah, well, but Riders on the Storm has even more of a deliberate jazz feel to it. But, you know, we always wrote music to complement Jim's words. And, you know, he had this mysterious Riders on the Storm, so we got mystical.
You mentioned Jim's alcoholism before. When I said it's got to be tough making that, was that hard to deal with in the studio confines, or how did you zero him down on his lyrics?
Well, actually, it was a little more difficult a few albums before. This one, because we had more control, he felt more responsible, and he was a little less inebriated. Mm. And we did it in our rehearsal room instead of a studio, so we were more comfortable. And he did his vocals in the bathroom, in the shower. We had bathroom echo off those tiles. It was perfect.
Man, that's a groundbreaking thing to have. And you also had Jerry Scheff from Elvis's Las Vegas band dropping on bass.
That's true. And he, you know, bass players and drummers are kind of like brothers cooking up the groove in the basement, and Jerry had a great feel, and so I had a wonderful time with him. When Ray taught him the bass line for Riders, for example, Jerry said, "You know, Ray, I can't play it quite that way because you're on a keyboard and I'm plucking strings, so I'm going to change it a little." And he changed it to do 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 do, and the rest is history.